Good morning, beloved, and thank you for welcoming me into your homes on this beautiful Tuesday morning for our five-minute journey. And today we are in John chapter 3, verses 22 through 36, where the disciples of John the Baptist speak to him about those who are being baptized by Jesus and then following him. John acknowledges that his own ministry must now decrease as the ministry of Jesus increases. And God's guiding word for us this week is love. So let's begin. After this, Jesus and his disciples went to the province of Judea, where he spent some time with them and baptized. John also was baptizing in Aenon, not far from Salem, because there was plenty of water in that place. People were going to him, and he was baptizing them. This was before John had been put into prison. Some of John's disciples began arguing with a Jew about the matter of ritual washing. So they went to John and told him, "Teacher, you remember the man who was with you on the east side of the Jordan, the one you spoke about? Well, he's baptizing now, and everyone is going to him." John answered, "No one can have anything unless God gives it. You yourselves are my witnesses that I said, I am not the Messiah, but I have been sent ahead of him. The bridegroom is the one to whom the bride belongs, but the bridegroom's friend, who stands by and listens, is glad when he hears the bridegroom's voice. This is how my own happiness is made complete. He must become more important while I become less important. He who comes from above is greater than all. He who is from the earth belongs to the earth and speaks about earthly matters. But he who comes from heaven is above all. He tells what he has seen and heard, yet no one accepts his message. But whoever accepts his message confirms by this that God is truthful. The one whom God has sent speaks God's words because God gives him the fullness of his Spirit. The Father loves his Son and has put everything in his power, and whoever believes in the Son has eternal life. Whoever disobeys the Son will not have life, but will remain under God's punishment." And the key verse today is John 3, verse 34. "The one whom God has sent speaks God's words because God gives him the fullness of the Spirit." You know, beloved, it had to be difficult for John's disciples, those who had followed John for so long and been out there roughing it, enduring all of the naysayers and all the attacks by the unbelievers and the attacks of the religious people, and that they've paid their dues along with John the Baptist. And now this Jesus fellow comes along and he begins his earthly ministry. And John simply says that, well, now John has to decrease so that Jesus has the opportunity to increase. My, that had to been a difficult lesson for them to learn, that everything that they stood for is now giving way to the actual one to whom John was preparing the way. Well, that brings our time together to an end. Let's go ahead and pray. Lord Jesus, I pray, or I rejoice with you when others accept you as Savior. Like John the Baptist, my happiness is complete when I hear and obey your voice. Amen. Okay, well, please join me tomorrow morning as we read John chapter 4, verses 1 through 26, where Jesus tells a Samaritan woman that he is the Messiah. Until you keep looking up, because the Bible promises that our salvation is drawing nigh. God bless.